Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Thursday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, we made it over the hump, and we're in the home stretch towards the weekend. Wow, can you believe just days left in the year that's been 2023? We, of course, have your news headlines coming up on this Thursday. Have a message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By. Have a throwback from our Artist of the Week, Alicia Keys. My favorite song from Alicia Keys, No One. And in today's Entertainment Spotlight, we have a throwback Thursday for you guys. 10 years ago, I had an opportunity to interview living legend Gloria Gaynor. She's now getting ready to release her documentary in 2024, so I thought we'd throw it back to 2013 in my first interview with her to be part of that conversation today. Enjoy our broadcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Thursday headlines and international news. The Associated Press says Ukraine ends year disappointed by stalemate with Russia and anxious about aid from allies. The year started with high hopes for Ukrainian troops planning a counteroffensive against Russia. It ended with disappointment on the battlefield, an increasingly somber mood among troops, and anxiety about the future of Western aid for Ukraine's war effort. In between, there was a short-lived rebellion in Russia, a dam collapse in Ukraine, and the spilling of much blood on both sides of the conflict. 22 months since it invaded, Russia has about one-fifth of Ukraine in its grip, and the roughly 620-mile front line has barely budged this year. A crunch has come away from the battlefield in Western countries that have championed Ukraine's struggle against its much bigger adversary. Political deliberations over billions in financial aid are increasingly strained. Russian President Putin is playing a waiting game 2 years into a war that proved to be a costly miscalculation by the Kremlin. He is wagering that the West's support will gradually crumble, fractured by political divisions, eroded by war fatigue, and distracted by other demands, such as China's menacing of Taiwan and war in the Middle East. The international political outlook could turn sharply in Putin's favor after next November's elections in the United States, by far Ukraine's biggest military supplier, and where some Republican candidates are pushing to wind down support for its war. Nearly half of the U.S. public believes the country is spending too much money on Ukraine, according to polling published in November by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. The shifting sentiment could benefit Putin, analysts say, seeks at least to keep Ukraine in limbo and eventually compel it to accept a bad deal to end the war. Putin announced in early December that he will run for re-election in March, all but guaranteeing he keeps his repressive grip on Russia for at least another 6 years. In more international news, on foot and by donkey cart, thousands flee widening Israeli assault in central Gaza. Thousands of Palestinian families fled Wednesday from the brunt of Israel's expanding ground offensive into Gaza's few remaining overcrowded refugees as the military launched heavy strikes across the center and south of the territory, killing dozens, Palestinian health officials said. On foot or riding donkey carts loaded with belongings, a stream of people flowed into a town that normally has a population of around 75,000. It has been overwhelmed by several hundred thousand people driven from northern Gaza as the region was pounded to rubble. Because UN shelters are packed many times over capacity, the new arrivals set up tents on sidewalks for the cold winter night, most crowded onto streets around the city's main hospital, hoping it will be safer from Israeli strikes. In national news, comedian Tom Smothers, one half of the Smothers Brothers, dies at 86. Tom Smothers, half of the Smothers Brothers and the co-host of one of the most socially conscious and groundbreaking television shows in the history of the medium, has died. The National Comedy Center, on behalf of his family, said in a statement Wednesday that Smothers died Tuesday at his home in California following a cancer battle. "I'm devastated," his brother and the duo's other half, Dick Smothers, told the Associated Press in an interview Wednesday. "Every breath I've taken, my brother's been around." When the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour debuted on CBS in the fall of 1967, it was an immediate hit, to the surprise of many who had assumed the network's expectations were so low it positioned their show opposite the top-rated Bonanza. But the Smothers Brothers would prove a turning point in television history with its sharp eye for pop culture trends, and young rock stars such as The Who, Buffalo, and his daring sketches, ridiculing the establishment, railing against the Vietnam War, and portraying members of the era's hippie counterculture as gentle, fun-loving spirits, found an immediate audience with young baby boomers. In more national news, Jacksonville, Florida mayor has Confederate monument removed after years of controversy. Crews removed a Confederate monument from a Jacksonville, Florida park on Wednesday following years of public controversy. The mayor ordered the removal of the tribute to the women of the Southern Confederacy monument, which has been in Springfield Park since 1915. She said the decision is not an attempt to erase history, but to show that people have learned from it. And finally, in business news, Wall Street drifts as a strong year for markets wind down. Stocks drifted on Wall Street Wednesday as trading remains relatively light ahead of the New Year holiday. The S&P 500 fell 0.1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 44 points, or 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.1%. Markets were holding to small gains for the week so far. The S&P 500 is coming up its 8th straight winning week. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Thursday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Where you are right now is temporary. Do not get discouraged. There's more life left for you to live. So let's get to it. Have an amazing Thursday. Alicia Keys has been our Artist of the Week this week. You guys have been hearing her new single, Lifeline, from the Color Purple musical soundtrack. But I thought we'd throw it back to one of my favorite songs from Alicia Keys, that being No One, right here on Conversations Daily News.
It will only
We are part of my conversation coming up with Gloria Gaynor in today's entertainment spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversations Eddie News. For Conversations Eddie News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your entertainment spotlight. Living legend Gloria Gaynor joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about her extraordinary career and her song, I Will Survive, and the book, We Will Survive. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Ms. Gaynor, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hello, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, the pleasure is definitely all mine. You know, this is really exciting for me because, you know, I know, of course, in my generation, what this song has meant. And you have been able to really, I think, impact so many people, not only through your music, but also the messages that you've been able to share, Ms. Gaynor. What has it been like for you to see the way that people have responded to your music over the years?
It's been wonderful. It truly has been awesome to realize that I've chosen to do something that has such a positive impact on people, and that's the reason for the book. This is the first song, I believe, that has had an entire book written about it. And it's 40 stories of how I Will Survive has impacted the lives of people and encouraged and empowered them to be able to make it through difficult and sometimes traumatic circumstances in their lives.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing, and we're going to be letting our listeners know, of course, how they can be able to get it for themselves. Of course, the information is also on your website, GloriaGaynor.com. We'll be sharing that as well. So, you know, when you look at your career and, you know, you think about all of the highlights, I mean, you know, the way that people have over the years really gravitated to you, of course, not only winning awards for your music, but, of course, being recognized even recently, I mean, for your single being one of the, you know, the greatest songs of all time. You know, when did you know that music was your thing? When did you know that that was a gift that God had given you?
Oh, I think when I was about 12 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was singing in my stairwell in my apartment building, and a neighbor came downstairs and looked over the banister and said, "Gloria, was that you singing?" I said, "Yes." She said, "My God, I thought that was the radio."
Wow.
I must have sounded pretty good.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in. This is the Conversations Daily News. But that's until tomorrow to wrap up this week and this year. Until then, remember, Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for tuning in to Conversations Daily News today. So let's go make today amazing. Take care.